Welcome to the Seventh Sense podcast.
This is a space to explore, reflect, and share.
Open conversations for the heart, mind, and soul. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Seventh Sense podcast. This is season 2.
Welcome to season 2, everyone.
My name is Eugene Ishaga.
And my name is Edna J.
How have you been?
I've been good. I've been back to work, back to normal life. I had a really good break. Got to spend time with family, got to see the ocean, which was nice.
Yeah,
how have you been?
It was a very... I had like maybe 2 weeks off, but it was nice. I felt like I had time to just not do anything, which was nice for me. Back to quote unquote a routine. So far so good. It's only what, February now. So there's a whole lot more. I'm really optimistic about just how things are going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty excited about everything. And also that now we actually get to do this in a proper studio.
Yes.
So again, big up Mr. Bukachi. I guess we can go into what the questions.
Yeah, and I wanted to start with a basic question.
Okay.
What are you grateful for?
Good health. Underrated, but I'm grateful for good health. And I'm also grateful for... How many things am I supposed to say? Just one.
I mean, go off.
Good health, family. God, most importantly. I'm also grateful, like, just for myself. And just the fact that I think I've done good by myself. Not like on my own, like just by my own standards, I think I've done really good for myself. So far, that's what I'm grateful for. You?
I am grateful for time. I feel like I've had a space and time to just reflect and also plan, so I'm grateful for time, and I'm grateful for myself as well, because looking back at the growth from 2020, I did that, so I'm grateful for myself. I'm not sure if you've done this before, but if you could wake up tomorrow having gained one quality or ability, what would it be?
Are these like realistic abilities, or it's like...
Define realistic. Not like a superpower.
Okay, calm. I just need just to make sure that's
not a superpower.
Okay.
Okay, I can go.
Yeah, just...
Because mine's top of mind.
Cool.
I would love to wake up and be proficient in Mandarin. I feel like I just don't see myself really ever dedicating the time to go back and fully do it. It's just me and Duolingo, and I don't really see how far that's going to go. So if I could wake up tomorrow and like be fluent, that would be amazing. But till then, I'm just basic.
I think it's wake up tomorrow and know how to play the piano. For me, that would be...
A lot of people would say that.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're into production, then just a keyboard is... A piano is everything. That's, like, everything.
It's crazy how most of these people, they used to, like, play in church. Like, that...
That's the background, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
People who sing really well, people who play instruments really well.
So mine is that, I mean, because... Mine also stems from my mom. She always wanted to learn how to play the piano, and then me, I'm just, like, calm. But...
Is it something you actually want to do?
Oh, yeah. It's not even about anything else. It's just like something I actually really want to do.
When?
It's sitting in the house. It's something I wrote down in my like goals for this year.
You have a piano?
Yeah, it's up in the crib.
Oh, yeah. True.
So it's something I wrote down for my goals for this year is wake up every Sunday, just do a couple of hours, just teach yourself how to play the piano. It's sitting right there.
And I feel like also with like just online tools, it wouldn't be super... Like you don't have to pay a teacher per se.
No, I'm just going to do like, you know, tutorials. Yeah, it's just wake up Sunday morning. It's just about the sacrifices like I need to make this year. And that's something I was going to ask you, is what are the things that you sacrificed or are planning to sacrifice to achieve the things you want to achieve this year?
I'm ready to sacrifice my social life to some extent. But I feel like that's really easy though, because we're in a Pan-African. So it's not that trippy to like sacrifice your social life.
A Pan-African?
Panoramic, I don't... You know, it's like when you say that word on YouTube, it gets your video can't like do well.
Oh man!
So everyone,
that's funny. Anyway, to say
something
it's
else.
Panoramic.
But on podcast editor.
Let's just go with Pan-Afric.
So I'll say my social life. I don't know how to put this, but I just want to be more disciplined. What is the sacrifice of that? Comfort, I would say. I don't know. What do you sacrifice to be more disciplined?
Pretty vague, though. You get, like...
I'm going into detail, but I just wanted to know what the statement would be.
I think it's... Being disciplined is...
Sacrificing.
Yeah, you're willing to maintain that sacrifice. So, for example, it's...
So, I just get so lazy to work out. I have the time. I have whatever I need to work out.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do it. And I just know I would be so much better off if I did it. And then I really want to be more intentional about... I'm good at planning things for work and for other things, but when it comes to things for myself, yeah, in terms of my content, I'm not so intentional about it.
Yeah.
I'll have like a list of ideas, but I won't be like, how does this tie back to what I want to do? So that's, I want to be disciplined when it comes to planning out my content and to working out. Those are two things.
Okay. Because the working out is to achieve just fitness for yourself.
Yeah. And also just, hey, like I can feel myself aging, low-key. Like I'll stand up in the morning and my knees, I'll hear them. And I'm like, that's not cute. Like we're in our 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's not nice.
It's not nice.
Okay. You said what, working out and planning for your... But you've always been good at planning, so I'm wondering why is it like you... For yourself, you get... Like, how is it... You're good at planning things out.
Mm-hmm.
So why you're... I don't want to say struggling, but finding it hard to plan for your content, I'm like... It's what you do.
I think it's the intention behind it. I want to be like, okay, these are the things that I've said my channel is about.
Yeah.
How am I tying those four things into the four videos I put out in a month?
Okay.
How can I research on these topics? I was watching this IG live yesterday with Auntie Nemo and Beauty Glow with S Consultants. It's like a beauty page.
Mm.
And she's talking about content and just being creating educational, savable content. Because when you put out content that's in that format, that's when people will save it.
Yeah.
And that's when they'll want to come back to it.
True.
And that's when someone stumbles across your page, they'll scroll all the way down because it's like cohesive. It makes sense in relation to what you're saying, your brand is about. So that's something I want to incorporate into my planning of my content.
Okay, I get it.
You, what are you sacrificing?
I think time. Sacrificing time in the sense that I can say, okay, fine, you know what, I work Monday to Friday, so Saturday, Sunday, I just don't want to do anything. But for me to actually be able to achieve the things I want to achieve, it means I need to be able to sacrifice my weekends now, as opposed to saying I just want to chill. Is how can I spend this time to like grow myself or develop myself? I think just sacrificing weekends for that. Two is really a sacrifice, but... I think, like, also, how do I put this? Saving my energies to ensure that I'm able to conduct or go through a whole week without feeling like I'm drained. So I'm not putting myself into so many different things just because I can do them, but it's supposed to, how am I tapping into myself and understanding with this 1 liter bottle of energy, how am I ensuring that it gets to the whole week? Yeah, I feel like Wednesday, I'm already done.
Mm.
I think it's just sacrificing how I distribute my energies and where I put my attention and my focus to, and just take time to have, like, you know, meditate in the morning. I feel like I've done it maybe twice this week.
That's something I'm proud of. I've meditated every day this week.
Yeah, good job.
So in line with what you're saying, something also I'm trying to do is build the healthier routines.
Yeah,
like just having a solid morning routine, having a solid routine for my week, like you're saying, so that you see, you're seeing how you want your week to go, and so you're seeing what you have to say no to. So I get that. Mm. Like, I relate.
And I think it's also sacrificing... I mean, social life, I don't feel like I've always... That I never struggled like to do, you know? I've always been able to just tap into what I want to do and where I want to go. But it's also sacrifice in the sense that... Like, I deleted Instagram, like, you know, and I haven't been back, and it's just off the fact that I just want to make sure that I am taking care of myself checking my mental health, it's a worthy sacrifice. So for me, also just taking time off social media as opposed to just going with how things just go. I think with those two things, and also money, like saving, rah.
Money management, yeah, building.
Yeah, that's something like I've been not been the best at. I think this year that's something you really want to sacrifice is, yeah, cool, the money's there, but is it really tying into the things you want to achieve at the end of the year? And that's something like, yeah, for me that's really important. It's just like, how do I sacrifice my money to ensure that I build the things I want to build? Yeah. For me, I think it's those things.
Cool. So for season two, first of all, we're so excited to be doing this, but we decided to plan the whole season out in advance, just like we did for season one. But this time we wanted to have a theme for the entire season. So the theme for season two is relationships. And we're going to break down different types of relationships throughout the 7 episodes of the season. And for episode one, we're going to start with our relationships with ourselves. Selves?
Then I thought about it, I'm just like, is it self-relationship?
Self-love?
I think let's just work with relationship with yourself.
Yeah, with self.
Yeah. I don't know, like, even as we were planning them out and figuring out what to start with, for me it was key to ensure that as the season progresses, there's the focal point, and because end of the day, you'll always be the center of your experience. But if you don't find a way of, how do I say this? It's like a homing beacon, like things will happen to your life outside, but end of the day, there's you who's experiencing, who's perceiving, and how can you make sure that the person who's there, like sat in the center, is able to address all these relationships that you have to take care of in your life. But if yours is not solid with yourself, I guarantee you, it's like an equation. If you mess up at the top, the formula, you mess up at the top, the answer will always be wrong.
Exactly. The relationship you have with yourself sets the tone for all other relationships in your life. So when did you like start thinking about or reflecting on or even realizing that you have a relationship with yourself?
This is going to sound so ignorant, but it started like after breakups. So every time I'd break up, I'd be like, hey, yo, come on, there's me. So, oh my God, I'm going to do this, make sure I become the best version. That became like the first time I began to appreciate, because as with relationships go, you end up being sucked in. I'm not saying it for everyone, but you end up being sucked into that person's world or each other's world. And the moment that thing is detached is when you start to be like, oh, okay, fine. So
there's me.
There's me. And the things I took on from this person, their attributes, their perceptions about life, that maybe I overlooked just to make sure that this thing is maintained. And so over time, you start to lose bits of yourself. After that, I think in uni, because let me know, like, I'm in high school, do you even have time to start, like, you know, thinking about, you know, oh, my awareness, my consciousness? I really started tapping into all of this, like, in uni. And that's when I started to understand, okay, fine, there's a Shaga who's sat inside Shaga, if that makes any sense. And so who's that person? And then how do I nurture that being and actually get to understand, what do they like? So what do you like, Shaga? You know, like, what do you like? What do you watch? What do you enjoy? What makes you happy? Those are fundamental questions I started asking myself that drew me closer and more inward to, I want to say, me. That's how I put it.
What you said just reminded me of a quote, so I'm trying to find it.
Yeah.
There's something that Eckhart Tolle said, something along the lines of like, yes, you are not your thoughts and emotions, you are the awareness behind your thoughts and emotions. So is that the thing you're saying?
Yeah.
So for me, it was actually in high school. It's the first time I ever had a loss of someone close to me. And then seeing how people were processing it and how I was processing it was so different. And that's how when I was like, okay, what do I need to take care of, to get through this? Like, what can I do for myself to get through this? So that was the first time when I was like, okay, so there's me and I can't, like, no one else can tell me how to feel or how to process it. It's just
You.
Something inside me is what's telling me how to feel and how to process it. So that's the first time I was like, okay, this, I need to like tap into that on my own. So then after that, how did you get to know yourself?
I started spending more time now with myself. I remember that time when I was in uni, I was living on my own. I think, and I'm not saying everybody's homes are set up that way, but my home was not set up for me to be able to really explore or to express or be myself. So it was, I'm someone else when I leave the house, I come back inside, I have to play this character that these people have known for the amount of time I've lived with them. So having that space to actually exist on my own allowed me to figure out, okay, fine, this is the type of music you actually enjoy, Shaga. Not something your brothers used to play for you in the house, and then you thought that's what's cool. These are your clothes you like wearing, not because they've been hand-me-downs that you've been getting, you know. So I got to carve my own, like, understanding of myself. The internet, I think, is just a place where I was able now to find out these are the things I really enjoy, and I'm able to expose myself to different things from music, movies. There's culture in general, and that allowed me to start having a deeper understanding of who I am. And from there, I went on to meditation, so which allowed me to actually observe my thoughts and realize maybe I used to listen to this artist because everybody said that's who's coolest, but deep down, I'm just like, I don't enjoy that music, so what am I going to say I listen to it or even just continue listening to it? I think, yeah. That's the first time. I grew up knowing I can't eat eggs. Grew up knowing I'm allergic to eggs.
Based off?
My mom was baking a cake. I dipped my fingers. Every time she was mixing it, I just dipped my finger, licked my finger. So I think I just got nauseous, chandered. From that moment on, maybe I'm like 7 years old, never had eggs, and I used to know I'm allergic, told myself. So living on my own, I don't know who came over, and they made like eggs, and I just like, just chill, eat the eggs, you'll be fine. So me, I'm just like, yo, this is not something we start testing. I told you I'm allergic. Anyway, ate. And for me, it was like light bulb moment. Is there are things I've been telling myself about myself, and I've been creating that reality for myself, but they're not real. Like, what's really, really you, Shaga? And that's when I started understanding also my thoughts are things. You? Like, when did you start having like this relationship with yourself, or even just taking the steps to start?
So for me, it was getting familiar with the things that I feel good when I do and things I don't feel good when I do. And for me, it was, okay, African parents can be super traditional in terms of, let's say, career paths which they would want you to take. Mm. So just being able to comfortably stick to what I know I want to do.
Yeah.
So it was more of that, yeah, knowing what I want to do and what would make me feel good and feel happy, and trying to do more of that, and then also paying attention to what makes me feel bad and trying to do less of that. That's how I got to know myself.
Mm.
But then again, as you said, later on, now meditation has become such a major thing because now I listen to my thoughts a bit more clearly. Yeah. So.
But you think like it was a challenge in terms of, I look at the phase, especially like when you're in uni, it's more of, you're still like discovering yourself. You haven't really figured out who you are. But you see, you're also surrounded by people who are still figuring themselves out. Other people act like they have it all figured out. But there's that experience of people who are on a, you're on different paths, let me just put it that way. But how do you also maintain the fact that, okay, fine, you're also discovering yourself, so maybe you don't even know what you're all about, and still stick to the core of the things that you've discovered thus far and maintain that through uni for you to leave, I want to say, with yourself intact, if I can put it that way?
For me, that awareness did not come to me in uni. That awareness came much later when I was done in uni. In uni, I was caught up in what everyone else was doing and what they were, what was cool, what was the thing to do, because it's just the mob psychosis of it all. We're all moving together as a unit. So I didn't have that at the, I'm figuring it out, you're figuring it out, so right. I can respect that. It's we're figuring it out together, so let's do everything together. There's no like...
Okay.
And it was just a lot of escapism. So I think that awareness for me has come much later.
Yeah.
It wasn't something I experienced in uni. Was it for you? Like in uni, were you able to be like, nah, this person is just on their own path?
I think I've always been good at... being able just to stick to the things I, you know, like just what I believe in. And then if it doesn't resonate with you, I don't take it like, you know, badly. I don't hate you or anything. It's just like, you know, we're not on the same page with anything. With uni is when I started, like, you know, becoming more conscious of who I am as a person. And these are the things I want in my life. These are the energies I want in my life. So I was able to really be conscious of the people I surround myself with. Of course, first year of uni, you're still like, you know, you're wilding. But the more I progressed, the more I was just starting to look at things differently, and I became comfortable looking at the world differently. And there's something I even saw up, huh? Of all the 7 billion, of all, Yanni, of the 7 billion plus people on this planet, I'm the only person about whom I have first-hand experience and any chance of direct access to my inner world. Sure, we can be so close to other people as to practically know what they're thinking, which is great, but we're unique to ourselves among all other human beings in this one respect. And that's where I feel like it's just... That's when I just... overlaps with my old understanding. So I was comfortable enough just to move the way I wanted to move. First year, maybe, but the more I progressed, the more I started to be like, you know what, this is who I am. This is what I like, and I'm just going to keep it moving like that.
Towards the end of uni, for sure, the hype died down. I would just go to uni for my classes and dip. I wasn't really trying to hang around and mingle and all that. Yeah. But it was fun. I'm not going to lie, it was fun to just be in the hype of it all.
Of course.
So much fun.
I guess for me, I never get caught up in, like, you know, in the... I think just growing up as a last born and just having older brothers, I've always just been able to be like... Like, that's cool, but if I don't, like, you know, if it's just not make it's not cool for me, I'm just like, I don't see the need why I just need to start doing it. Just, I don't know, I've just always been able to be like, okay.
So what's your current relationship with yourself like?
Amazing. I feel like it's amazing, and it's the fact that I'm not the best at it yet, but I feel like I'm getting better at understanding myself, you know, listening to myself a bit more. And I say it's amazing. I feel like I've been able to really, and also like stepping away, like, you know, from relationships that allowed me that space to really pull things into my life, which I've seen maybe in the past year, like just pull things into my life that just because I'm so focused on what Shaga wants, I'm able to achieve those things or manifest them. I want to say, like, I'm a really good where I'm at now. It's getting better. I'm good, but it's getting better. Yours?
It's the same for me. It's definitely better than ever. As I said at the beginning of the episode, there's a lot of growth last year. So definitely there's more self-love than there's ever been, more self-compassion. I understand myself better because now I'm able to look at past situations, reactions, patterns, and see where I was coming from with love and being gentle to myself, which I had no understanding of this. So my opinion of myself has changed so much for the better, in a positive way, definitely.
Yeah.
So in line with that, there's like self-care.
Definitely. There's.
So what's your self-care for your relationship with yourself?
I think one is the not being so... Number one for me was just like, take Instagram out. That was a key thing for me.
Yeah,
because I felt like... there's a way just social media works. And I don't know, for me, it's just like, the more aware you are about some things, the more you feel like the intention has to be, I'm doing it. This, I have to do it. If it's making me feel away, Shaga, just cut it out of your life. And so I've done a lot of things. I used to smoke cigarettes, and it was over time I'm starting to understand why. You know, I'm looking back now, I'm like, you knew better. Like, you know, what were you doing? But I said the process of just taking care of yourself to be like, you know what, yeah, you didn't need all that. So it's being able to cut things out of my life that affect me physically, mentally, emotionally. I mean, even last year, the things I was able to cut out of my life were things that used to affect me fundamentally. Or just another loop or something that's actually going to end up affecting me fundamentally. I've been really good at being able to cut things out that make me feel. It's like a water, like, you know, the surface, like over a lake. When everything is calm, it's just, it's calm. Anything that comes to my life to make a ripple, I'm like, bet, out. And that's how I'm deciding to move from here. It's just like, if it's really affecting me at the core, you move. So that's how basically it's that, just cutting things out that I know affect me and not putting up with them. I am vocalizing, I'm communicating better now. So as opposed to things that make me feel, or I'm scared to say, which is like a coping mechanism, I'm like, let me just be able to say, like, express myself. I feel like that's what I'm being able to do. And I think those two things, just being able to cut things out, express myself when something is not really resonating with me, being more gentle. Like, I find myself so critical of myself every time I do like a production, or I'm just like curating a playlist just for myself. I'm still self-conscious. So I'm being able to allow Shaga to thrive because, like, I just read that quote, I'm the only person, like, there's only one Shaga in this whole life. And so whatever he does is, that's the best. So yeah, it's just a lot more appreciating myself for the efforts I put into myself and my work. Yeah. You?
The biggest thing for me that I've noticed, and I think it's a self-care practice, is like standing up for myself or just calling someone out when they do something I don't like. I would never do that. Like, I hate confrontation. I hate, like, if I understand, I'll try and always understand where you're coming from. Even though it makes me feel away, I'm still gonna be like, but I understand where they're coming from. And that's not a very good thing to do. It's like, so yeah, standing up for myself as a form of just self-preservation. Also, self-compassion. Just being like, anyway, like, when you know better, you do better. Yeah. Like, I didn't really know better.
Yeah.
Still figuring it out. It's okay. It's not like the end of the world. Like, sometimes you feel like you did one thing and now no one's ever going to forget, but like, no one really cares. You know, it's not that deep.
Yeah.
And then for physical care, I would say, for my relationship with myself, is just trying to really be more accepting of my body.
Yeah.
And it's a balance between trying to be super healthy and also just like eating the cake because I wanted to eat the cake. Like, it'll be good for me.
Yeah.
In a way.
Mm-hmm.
And then mentally, like, building my relationship with myself, journaling has been a thing.
Facts.
That I've... Okay, so my relationship with journaling is weird because I would try to do it daily, and then when I don't do it daily, I'm like, why didn't I do it? And then now it's a thing, and then now I have a weird relationship with journaling, but now it's like, I can tell when I need to journal, and I'll journal then, and it doesn't have to be every day.
Yeah.
As long as I do it when I need it, it helps me just get it off my head. And also, when I'm writing it down, I'm seeing how I was thinking, how I was feeling. I can look back on it, and it helps me understand myself better, and helps me understand, like, how my mental state is at different points of my cycle, because that's just a thing as a woman. Like, so when I'm journaling, I'll write down what day of my cycle it is, just so that when, if it's like I journaled on day 6 and then like I don't journal for 3 months and then I journal again on day 6, then I can be like, okay, day 6 is usually a problem. So maybe on day 6 I can just be kinder to myself. Yeah. So I think those are the things that have helped me build and maintain a positive relationship with myself.
Yeah.
But
sorry, but when do you know, how do I ask this? Like, how do you know the practice in itself? Like, you know, you're not pushing yourself like a bit too hard in terms of, okay, fine, I'm trying to take care of myself, so let me make sure I've worked out, like, you know, this whole week because I said I'm taking care of myself. Like, where is that balance that comes in for you to be like, you know what? Also, in the not working out when I don't feel like it, it's still me taking care of myself.
It's the thing I was saying with the cake. Like, I'm going to eat healthy.
Yeah.
But if I really want a cake, I'm going to eat the cake. Because it's not going to be...
Yeah.
It's not going to be, like, the end of the world.
I mean, that's something I've always, like... Okay, not always, but I struggle with in terms of... Like, you know, if, okay, fine, if I've said I'm doing da-da-da-da, maybe EP... And then if I don't do anything about it this whole week, it's a mess, gone, shagai, what? But it's just also learning that I need to be able to listen to myself. And if I feel like I'm not being able to tap into what I need to tap into for that week, it's okay still. It's okay. So I think it's just accepting what your body is feeling like, you know.
Mm.
If you're feeling like you're on a chuck bed, like, you know, at 11.
But then at the same time, knowing you can't chuck bed at 11 every day.
You know, just like the one day, it's just like, yo, I just can't.
Allow it.
I feel like allow it. Yeah, there's some things that you need to be able to listen. There's a day, I'm not proud of this, but there's a day I'm washing the dishes, I'm just like, why am I feeling sad all of a sudden? Doesn't make sense. Like, nothing has happened here, but it's the beauty of being able to just listen to yourself and tell, oh, but there's a shift here. It's not, when I was eating dinner, I was here, but now it's a whole different like level we're playing with. It's those moments that I'm normally proud of because I'm able to really listen and be aware of myself. I think, yeah, just be more compassionate and just gentle with yourself. I think I don't do it a lot, and it's something I'm really striving for this year, is just be more gentle with myself. What I say to myself, what I think about myself.
It's crazy how the flip side of that is people sometimes are actually literally in love with themselves. Remember when we were doing the research and we saw that autosexual thing? Like, that's a different level of self-love.
So I tried to understand it, and I'm like, I see you, I aspire for that, but not what you guys are making it to be. It doesn't have to be that. The sexual part, like, you know, take it out. Just the amount of love you can give to yourself. Question, when's the last time you took yourself out for a date?
I can't even remember, but it's weird that you asked me that because I was like, I would love to go and sit out and read a book somewhere on my own. But it's always that you feel awkward.
But why?
But I was talking to my friend and she's like, she loves that. Like, she'll just go and sit by herself and just eat. And I'm like, I need to do more of that.
So I used to do it. I think I haven't done it like in 2 years, but nah, 3 years now. I mean, track record of just the way things have been. But I used to be able to do that. I'd go to a restaurant, sit down, look at the menu and be like, I've never tried this. Take yourself out for sugar. Just take sugar for a date. So I just want to take yourself out for lunch, sugar. So just take sugar for a date. Do that. I take myself, like, you know, to the museum sometimes just to walk and look at the things. I feel like I used to be able to give myself attention.
I love going on drives. Maybe that counts. Like, just driving by myself, listening with no destination, just listening
that
to
counts.
Music.
That counts.
You just want to breathe.
Yeah. So. That counts. I feel like we shouldn't be feeling weird about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you really want to do that and you just want to do it on your own, I don't think that's bad. Even take yourself out for a picnic. Do you know how wild that is? But that's so dope still. Yeah, just. So yeah, it's things that really now, when I've said it, I'm like, yeah, cool. Let me explore that.
Okay. So in line with being in love with yourself, what are like your relationship goals for yourself? I really want to open, okay, is this really a goal for myself? Yes, I think so. I want to be open to new relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like even though I realize that some relationships don't serve me, I really don't have any intention of, or I haven't taken any steps towards opening up to new relationships.
Mm.
I think that also ties into just confidence, where I'm so comfortable because people, like, you already know me, I don't need to like do all that, you know.
Mm.
So definitely want to build my confidence and open myself up to new relationships, just be more open.
Mm. I think for myself it's literally the inverse, is to build myself, my understanding of myself. And I always believe the universe draws those people into your life. It's your frequency, your energy, whatever level you vibrate at. If you focus on just tuning yourself, just raising your frequencies, these things will fall into place. So for mine, it's just like, how can I tap into my spirituality a bit more? Because I feel like something I've not focused on, like, you know, consciously for a bit. But that ties into me doing the podcast. And those are things I'm looking at, is also, how am I being able to express and channel my emotions through a vessel that I know I can use? So for me, it's just like, go back to doing the podcast. do more production because that allows me to channel my energies through. I think another thing would be valuing myself in terms of, you know, like emotions, interactions with people. If something is not sitting well with me, I should be able to be like, hey, yo, this is not, it's making me feel away. I shouldn't have to compromise my happiness, my feelings, just to, you know, just maintain, to keep things like kosher. That's something I'm gonna like do more, is just like, Shaga's feelings, emotions come first, like end of the day. That will never be compromised on. Like moving forward, I'm just never gonna compromise on that now. Yeah, I think.
There was a question, Ati, what would you speak to someone or treat someone the way you treat yourself? I don't know where we were going with that, but that was the only thing we haven't talked about.
Would you?
Would you speak to someone or treat someone the way you treat yourself?
It's that thing, the golden rule. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. But this one, I feel like it's the core is...
It's like the other way around.
Yeah. It really depends, because I feel like even if I say the word pink right now, there's a different picture in your head from what's in my head when I say pink.
What's in your head?
Pink Panther, like the cat. Oh. You, what's in your head?
Bobby.
You're seeing? So just off one word, we have different like images. So I might perceive words, we all perceive words differently.
Did you say pink panther like the cat?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Like, see, it's in the cat family, I don't know how else to say.
Okay.
So it's like, that's a pretty dicey one, because we all experience life, we look at life through different eyes, and if some jokes are for, you know, like something might be banter for me, you know, funny for me, but then someone else will not even be able to see that, but I can't even fault them for that, because they have their own relationship with themselves, and I feel like those are pretty dicey areas to start walking into, in terms of maybe if it's someone who's on the journey of loving themselves and taking care of themselves, maybe now both of you guys can share certain conversations, and that will be able to open up a space where you're able to talk to each other, in the sense that, oh, this is how I talk to myself. And so I respect you how you talk to yourself, because it's always like a reflection. How I treat others is always a reflection of how I feel about myself at the core. So if I'm on a journey of improving, my conversations will also be able to be more gentle, be more accommodating of other people. But if you're toxic, it's always going to be like, this is what I think, these are my words, and then if you don't get it, then cool.
You're wrong.
Yeah, yeah, you're wrong. I feel like it also depends on where the person is at in the journey, or like on their life, or in their lives rather. That's how I think.
I think the thing of, would you speak to someone or treat someone the way you treat yourself, is something that's helped me give myself advice. Because in some situations, I would never, like if my friend told me this and that was going on, I would be like, what? Don't stand for that.
Yeah.
But then I'll be there just going through the same exact thing. So sometimes it helps for me to look at my situation as if I'm my friend, as if I'm my friend, like as if it's my friend telling me this is happening to me.
Okay.
Because sometimes that gives me more clarity, yeah, than if it's just me going through it. Because when it's just me going through it, there's so many excuses I can give and so many
facts,
stories I can tell.
Yeah.
But when I'm more like, okay, what if your friend came to you and told you that? What if your friend came to you and told you they had this friend who was like this? You'd be like, nah, so why are you standing for it?
Okay, I mean, that's makes sense. Makes sense. But what are like steps then that you take? You know, overall, generally, we've like talked about how you've done it, how I've done it. But is there like, you know, maybe 3-4 ways that you actually end up being able to start a relationship with yourself? Because here we're trying to look at, maybe you're not even aware that this is actually something that's possible. And then step two is like, okay, fine, I want to do it. So what are the steps I actually take to starting? 3, how do I maintain these steps and not seem like, hey, yo, me, it's about me now. I don't care about all of you other guys. So what's that, like, you know, what's that path or steps you actually take? Because at the end of the day, you want to walk away from episode 1 being like, you know what? Yeah, I'm ready to start this, like, you know, with myself.
I would say the major thing that worked for me, which I think anyone can try to apply, is paying attention to how you feel after you've done certain things so that you're able to see what you actually like and enjoy and what you don't like and enjoy, and then you're able to go towards more of what you enjoy.
Yeah.
What, how you feel after you spend time with certain people, how you feel after you come from work, how you feel after you interact with a family member,
yeah,
how you feel just generally after certain things. Trying to pay attention to that, that'll be a way to see what your true like self enjoys outside of everyone else's opinion. Just like, if it was just you, for real, how do you actually feel? Did you actually want to go to that thing, or did you just go because convenience? Second thing I would say is spending time with yourself. Just like you said, that's like a major for you to get to know yourself, and then in that time reflecting on your experiences, good and bad, and again, how do they make you feel?
I think I'd bunch those two up like into just one. You get so from spending time with yourself and then also just listening to yourself, I'd put them into one, because they can be exclusive of each other.
But you can also spend time with yourself and do like a sheet mask and like clean self-care. And you're not really, it's like more physical self-care than it is mental.
Okay, I get it.
So there's like me time, or go out and read a book, like you're saying.
Unless now we say it's intentional me time, in terms of I just want to explore quite something. It's the balance between curiosity. So you just become more curious about the things you enjoy. So for me, it was like, I've always said seafood. But you see, I'm just like, curiosity in the sense.
We should go for seafood
today. Cool. So it's just like, or even just simple example, even just with the egg, you get, like, if I didn't explore, just become curious about it, I would not know. And I feel like living even in just in the circles we move in,
people imprint a lot of their experiences and opinions on you, and then until you like question it, that's when you're like, is that actually, like,
you know what I'm saying,
like, to me?
So that's why I feel like, for me, I saw you'd like to bash Instagram, but I hope you get a check. It's Instagram has always been that thing for me. I feel like I see things that get like mad likes, but I'm just like,
yo, sometimes I'm just like, as in, I'm never even taking another picture, because you see the things that like go off.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
so that
maybe
really,
it's just me who doesn't understand.
Exactly. So that always led me to be comfortable, Shaka, about how you perceive the world. Your standards are your standards. They can't be everyone else's. And it's yet you're knocking anybody for liking what they like. It's just you're accepting that's what you like, this is what I like, and we can still coexist. Like, let's just still keep it moving. I just find it like, you know, it's just, it's too much.
What's the major thing, though, where you deleted it?
I think for me, it's the, in my mind,
because you came back. That's the thing. Like, you left
also,
for time, and then you came back. And
but
then
you
now see,
also
you're
came back just for the podcast. So I'll go back now when we started.
But you don't
need
to then.
No, it's not even about that. It's just chill.
I'm not even trying to like be like spicy. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Nah, it's just because that time was just like, I didn't have a need to have it or to go on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a need, or there's a purpose behind me being there. I just didn't feel like, why am I just going on Instagram? There's nothing. I'm not using it. I'm not utilizing it.
It's not a tool that you want to be.
At the app, I'm just checking up on
for
my
your
phone.
Brand, no.
It's going to be useful for my brand.
Okay.
But you see, it's the, how would I put this now?
Like, when you start doing the podcast.
If you're not playing soccer, cool. You have no need to start going buying soccer boots. You have no need if you don't play football. But once you're ready to start playing, is when you're going to start getting the equipment you need to be out there on the pitch. Same thing for me. I don't need Instagram right now. But as I go back to doing the creativity, or minimum creativity, I'll start now utilizing it to push what I need to push. Ideally. So that's how I look at it. I always became comfortable, because I was like, even when I got on it, it was just never. And you see the things you did, like when you're just moving in the wave of, oh my God, Instagram. Hey, cool. Now I'm just like, okay, I'll use it for what I want to use it for. And that for me was, I prefer Tumblr way more.
Same.
You know, I feel like Tumblr for me is just like, I felt Tumblr quiet. Like, it's quiet. You get to explore.
It's not
at
you. Look at me,
at
you. You
Tumblr
don't even know.
Like,
you rarely use your real name. Like, it'll never get old.
So for me, Tumblr is look at this. Instagram for me is just look at me. And then, I'm not judging anyone, of course, that who's on Instagram, but that's how I look at the platform itself. but it's a bit conflicting because now doing digital is, I have to, like, you know. But basically it's that, it's, I need to prioritize, and it's something, prioritize like basic self-care. So from your sleep, and that's something I really like pulled from you, is just like, you need to be able to sleep. It's one thing about me, sleep well.
Like, not just sleep. Yeah, you know, like, go on a bender and pass out on a couch. That sleep doesn't count. Sleep. Yeah, like, rest your body, mind.
Nutrition. Mm. It's something I've been... Again, it's just, like, it's still borrowing from you. Like, you know, just having a bowl of oats in the morning. Fruits, and it's something, you know, you also now need to do. Because I do fruits every morning, and I see the impact it's had on my health. I can't remember the last time I was sick.
You can.
Shindapo. And then activity, rest, recreation, mental habits. These are things like, you know, if you start addressing this, it's like a starting point, like a nice one. Check how I sleep, check what I eat.
And it's funny how your parents do make sure you have all these things when you're younger. It's just as an adult when you're the one responsible.
I saw it like there was, you said it in your vlog.
Yeah. You'll always have recreation. You'll be dropped for sports on Saturday. It's not a discussion. You'll sleep because bedtime is 9. You'll eat fruits because they're there.
They're there.
But then as an adult, and it's a healthy, you're not going to be eating at a bacon every morning. But then as an adult, you have to be the one to be like, okay.
True.
I'm now my parent.
Yeah. I think to tap into, just to tie into what you said about things you want to explore this year, is seek others who fit your goals. And it's about, and I find it's a weird, like, maybe times we live in, but people who prioritize themselves and their self-care and their own like goals, it's hard for you to relate to people who are not doing that for themselves, and you're not judging them. It's just like, even the conversations you have are not going to be like meaningful conversations, or they're not really, you don't leave being like, never really thought of that.
And it's funny that once you step into that place, when you have conversations with people from your past, it's so boring because they're still talking about the same things or still stuck in the same loops. And it's like, that's why I was saying I need more relationships.
Yeah.
And when we did that, there was this like meditation group that we had. And when we did it, it was so nice because the conversations that were happening, and I was like, oh my God, this is like amazing. Wow. So I think it's, doing it's more that. Of the things you want to do, because then you meet those people,
in those
spaces. You go hiking, you find other people who like hiking. You go for certain workshops.
Like today in the morning, there was like bare man like just running, and I'm like, if I was really, of course now I'm the shyest person alive, so even just saying the simple hi is just like, hi, I'm out. I think also because of very, like, you know, my mask and everything.
It's not the most guys like welcoming, like,
So anyway, so I think it's just that there are a lot of people who do the things that you are really interested in, but just put yourself in those, like, you know, spaces. I guess with the Pan-African, there's no time for being in those spaces, but
physically, but
there are conversations
virtually
you can actually be having.
That's the thing that I kind of like about Clubhouse. I'm still figuring out my way in around the app. What I don't get is how people, it'll be a room and there'll be like 100 people and it'll be like 90 ladies and 10 men speaking, and I'm like, why would you sit and listen to men in 2021? Like, what are they telling you?
Excuse me.
But they'll be talking about CGI marriage. It's so, I'm just like, shut up. But in Clubhouse, I think that's a good way you can meet. Because when you find the right rooms, it'll be people talking about such topics that you really relate to.
Okay.
Like, I wish we had a Clubhouse room for the podcast.
That's on you.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, that's an example of a virtual space where you could,
Okay. I think, I think speak differently, and this was shouting at me, just like, speak differently to yourself. This is something I've always like spoken harshly to myself. I've always judged myself like so harshly, but this I'm also stemming from just how, you know, you're raised. If you do good in school, then if you just miss a couple
you're
of
a good
grades
person.
Then you just have to push, like everything has to be perfect. But I'm also allowing myself to just, I can misstep, I can fumble, and that's still okay. I'm not perfect. So I think those are the things, like, as you're saying, spend time with yourself. Find people who are like
good
kind
for
of
you
are good for you, you know. And at the same time, is just speak nicely to yourself. because it's you end of the day, you sleep with yourself, you wake up with yourself. So if you can't, and something I'm really learning is, if I can't really take care of myself, how am I expected to take care of other people? Like, when it comes time for a family, how am I expected to really take care of that family if I even can't do it for myself? And I love that I'm loving myself more, and that's even opening me up to love people differently now, because I'm able to recognize even the things they are going through, the things they are dealing with. I can't be like, you're outside. I
so
get
then,
it.
What's the boundary between your self-love and your ego?
So this is how I always look at it, and it's honestly a mantra, but it's not a mantra. But it's like, ego death is something I strive for.
That's interesting.
And that's because the ego is just born off of your physicalities. That's how you see, even just that pull for that
Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I love that I don't have to deal with.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's the ego death for me. No, I didn't say it. No, you can't. Just this, like,
no, I wasn't doing it because you said it. You didn't say it.
Okay. So ego death for me is being able to understand the fact that the ego is just born out of the physical. So it's more what it sees, what it hears.
Mm-hmm.
But self-love is more of like, you'll be able to really tell when you're doing something genuinely because you have this awareness of yourself. And being able to take care of yourself, you'll be able to take care of other people, in the sense that if you're gentle with yourself, you'll be gentle with other people.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be coming from, hey, you don't meditate, so I can't be talking to you. I think for me it's that. It's the ego has nothing, or what I'm striving for, it can't have a place in my life now.
I love, in A New Earth, Eckhart Tolle talks a lot about ego and the pain body and all that. So I'm trying to find this specific quote about it. Because the way he puts it, it's so... Because, you know, sometimes the way it's defined societally is not really what it actually is.
Yeah.
Let me just see if I can find this quote. So he said, I found the quote. The primary cause of unhappiness is never the situation, but your thoughts about it. Whenever you feel superior or inferior to anyone, that's the ego in you.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's so simple. You have to, like, check yourself, catch yourself and being like, okay, but as who, though? Do I think
that? I agree with that. And it's something I've always, like, tried to understand, that I want to be able to treat someone because I understand, what's the name of this thing? What's the word? Yeah. Sonder. And Sonder means recognizing that another individual has, like, such a complexity in their lives. They're also going on through their own life. And it's the... I can't be so, like, iron-fisted in terms of, oh, you said this to me, and then... Nah, I feel like your soul understands that there's another soul inside there who's... And that's where both of you are equal. Everything outside is...
Just the vessel.
Gonna be, yeah, it's just flesh.
Someone was like, we're just sims, like, this is just your sim.
Yeah,
in this simulation, this is just your sim. Like, yeah. There's no, it's not the,
there's not the inside,
the,
yeah,
major.
There's the essence that's inside of us, and that's what I strive also to be able to appreciate in other people. And that for me is just the balance, like, I try and find. So as opposed to, I let you overstep your line because I'm understanding, you know, or you're an essence inside. But it's also like, nah, I can also be like, that wasn't cool. That does, I just don't fuck with that.
And it's all love. It's not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And he said what you were saying, anything that you resent and strongly react to in another person is also in you.
Yeah. But I've learned the hard way, really.
Same.
And it's like... it's, you catch yourself more, as opposed to, like, you know, start pointing fingers at other people. When you point, even before you do, you're just like, that's coming from
it's that
me.
Thing when you point the three fingers pointing right back at you.
So yeah, that. So I always look at it in the sense that I'm trying not to be as judgmental, because there's someone else out there looking at me being like, oh, da 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 about you. But if I love myself, really start to understand the relationship I have with myself, put myself first, I'll be able like to check a lot of these things. I don't say that normally at negative traits. It's things you've picked up subconsciously even as you move with your life, you know, from your parents, from your siblings. You aren't really conscious enough to like stop them from imprinting. But it's upon you right now to start making that choice in terms of this is how I want to be dealing with things, how I want to be addressing things in my life. Not going back to a comfort that, you know, this is how I've dealt with my things before. So
it's easy.
It's easier to do it, but I'm like, I need to push myself more to, it might be uncomfortable, like talking about some things, but I'm doing myself a service by actually being able to talk about it.
I remember when I had the super stressful like week and nothing was working and my laptop crashed and I was just like, I need a drink. And then Shaga, instead of being like, he's like, well, you can deal with things how you want, but you are above that now and we don't move like that. And I'm like, shut up. Like, that's not what I'm trying to hear right now. But
and then
it's the
you
thing.
You got so hot just because of the emoji I used. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just like, shut up. But yeah, it's the thing of, okay, all these things are falling apart and I'm so upset right now.
Yeah.
I should probably just like. I feel like I want to drink, but I should probably.
I mean, full disclosure.
Just be upset.
The next week I had the crappiest week, and then I just came and told you, you know what? I'm sorry for like being like, oh, you know, there are better ways. What I apologized for was not fully understanding the feeling you had at that moment in time. And you see, that's something I'm also coming to look at is, you might have that soul experience, and that's how you feel. But if I don't have that experience myself, not to say that I'll never understand because I haven't, but it. Makes it better. Yeah, because I'm just oh, mad. Okay, cool. Now I get where all that was coming from.
But the growth is that we didn't drink. That wasn't the solution in any of the times. I just stayed with my upset feelings. And I don't even know what I did.
I went for a walk.
Yeah, I went for a walk.
Yeah. I see that's what I was trying to get to. It's just like...
the healthier ways to deal.
Yeah, I feel like even just when you do a dawah at the end of like, you know, a weird week, it helps.
Mm.
So I think it's the... it's also like being able to check each other. So it's like we both understand that we are trying to be better and address things that we've, or traumas, or just like things that's just growing up, even just you picked up along the way, and just being able to allow the person to experience and not judge, just to create that space for them to be like, okay, fine, you know what, this is, I feel a way about this thing, I don't know why, and then they can start picking it apart from there. But just always being able to respect when the person wants to do some things for themselves without being like...
taking it personally, yeah.
Yeah, it's just about... and who knows how this universe works, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you do and choose for yourself triggers something in someone else. And that's how I've always just taken it to be. Just, it's like a domino effect. You vibrate something, I'll pick it, and then it's just like, cool, it's moved. So yeah, I mean...
we've gone on a tangent, Loki.
Poorly.
But that was like, I think we've covered what you wanted to talk about for your relationship with self.
Okay.
In the wise words of Drake,
mm-hmm.
Know yourself, know your worth. Mic drop.
I mean,
except the mic is stuck to the table.
Just like you put it. But yeah, this was fun.
So excited to be back. Like,
yeah. Let's see. This season is gonna be mad.
Yeah, this season is gonna be interesting and also difficult to some extent. Just
some
to
of the
talk
topics,
about.
Yeah, they're gonna be.
Yeah, especially episode 2. We have a lot of notes.
Let's see.
Yeah.
What are you excited for most about season 2? As like close?
The equipment.
Yeah.
And just to be doing it.
Yeah,
I'm just
true.
Happy to be.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. What are you excited about? I feel like, I don't know if there's any particular episode I'm looking forward to. I'm not looking forward to episode 2, but I think it's gonna be, it's crazy how like the reparenting episode was like one of our biggest episodes. Like,
bro, and it was the most uncomfortable one to talk
so
about.
So you guys are gonna really enjoy episode 2.
But yeah, I think it's the, I think also just to say thank you for anybody who listened, like, you know, from...
yes.
We said it in the bonus episode, but also it's just like, the love people show is... I love it. I love the love we get. I'm pretty excited. Yes, for the space, I mean, Vukaji. Crazy how we started the podcast at his studio and then took a break and then now season 2, we're back here.
Yeah.
The universe is mad. Universe is mad. But yeah, I guess that's episode one.
Thank you guys for listening. Share this podcast with anyone you think would. I mean, everyone needs to love themselves more, so why not?
And again, my name is Eugene Yeshaga.
Thank you so much for listening. My name is Edna J, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.